From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabi Lee reporting. The White House has released a report on the personal finances of the president's staff. The report released late Friday lays out details about the assets, liabilities, and income in the portfolios of what are the wealthiest White House staff members ever when they first entered the White House in January. The account includes data about the financial life of the president's daughter, Ivanka, and her husband, Jared Kushner, whose family is involved in real estate development in New York. Not surprisingly, the couple holds a massive real estate and business empire worth as much as $741 million. President Donald Trump fueled the growing controversy surrounding Russia's involvement in November's presidential election. On Saturday over Twitter, he launched attacks on NBC News and the network's political director, Chuck Todd. Trump made fun of Todd's appearance, criticized the network for not providing more coverage of unproven assertions that President Barack Obama wiretapped his campaign, and called on NBC to stop covering Russia's interference in the election. The White House, meanwhile, sent mixed messages Friday about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators for immunity. First, White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
But I think that the interesting thing is if you actually stop for a second and realize what the president's doing, is that he's saying, do whatever you have to do to go up, to make it clear what happened, take whatever precaution you want or however your legal counsel advises you.
Spicer's remark was in contrast to a tweet earlier in the day from President Trump that agreed Flynn should seek immunity for testifying. You're listening to VOA News. Log on to voanews.com for more.